is a podcast about football and life
and sensual healing.
Oh, hello.
Here we go. A healthy obsession in the house. Thomas Michael Hurdle is here.
Why give him out a middle name?
Would you not want me to?
You get frauded.
Frauded?
Frauded.
What's that mean?
I can't think of the word.
You are frauded.
It's not hacked, but what's the word I'm thinking of?
Hacked.
No, you don't get hacked. You get frauded.
No, it's not frauded.
You know what I'm thinking about,
though. I know, but I can't think of it now because you're saying frauded.
Someone's going to do me credit card. Take out my
scammed.
Social... Scammed.
Frauded.
No, but it's also like... Oh, you like
identity theft?
My identity will be stolen.
My theft will be identified.
I've had a long weekend. I can't speak.
Well, you can't speak generally. So here we are.
It's really bad.
That's not good, is it? Considering you do a podcast and can't talk properly. Yeah. Neither of us can speak properly.
Bit of a problem.
We're both just weirdo American English people that are not really English and not really American.
Well, you always start with where you're from first. We're English American.
Would you say that?
We're not American Englishmen. We're English Americans.
I haven't got a British passport anymore.
English Americans. I need to renew mine. Another bit of information for anyone. Sorry.
So anyone that wants to go down and apply for Thomas Michael Hurdle's passport, it's ready to be renewed. I'll Social look. Security number's 623.
I'll stick my date of birth on my Instagram for you later.
I swear I don't know your date of birth and Social Security number.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know you, but when is your birthday?
I'm employed by you, so you definitely have
so
that information.
I could get all of it.
Yeah, but that would cause you big problems.
Yeah, it's called jail. I'd end up in prison.
Joke's on you. I'm not getting approved for any credit.
No, I told our accountant to lock me out of all that. Don't want any liability.
Lock me out
of the bank, lock me out of the accounts. Dear. I don't want any of it.
Smart.
Yeah, just leave. Just that's you. Yeah. This way I can't fuck anything up. So this is a healthy obsession. Episode 213.
We didn't do episode 200 yet.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't do it.
Yeah, we did. It was the one with Dino during the World Cup.
Was that the episode?
Yeah.
The special number 200?
Yeah, it was shit.
You know, it was funny. I'm going to let you in on it because I've not done it. I was going to buy you a present. It was going to be a... like a record with 200 written on it. It was like a 200th episode, like a, what do they call that, a platinum record.
Yeah, plaque.
Yeah, which
platinum plaque.
Just got busy and didn't do it.
That would have been really nice.
Yeah.
That would have looked good in the studio.
300. We'll go for 300. We'll buy 100, 200.
Get me 250.
Nah, it's a rubbish number.
Is that a monkey?
It's a crap number.
How much is a monkey?
A monkey?
Yeah, how much is a monkey?
I don't know.
500.
What, you talking about a real monkey?
No, like Cockney slang.
What's a monkey?
500 dope. 500 sheets, yeah.
Oh, really?
What's a mouse? No, a monkey. That's what lump people in London say. Oh, mate, you got a monkey.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah, that's Cockney geezers, mate.
Have you got a monkey?
Yeah, that's what they call
quid.
500 quid. Monkey.
Who goes around asking people if they've got 500 quid?
Well, no,
it's bizarre.
London gangsters.
mate, you got a monkey?
It's a true story.
No, I've not got a monkey.
Look it up.
I'd quite like a real monkey.
Would you?
They'd be pricey. A lot more than 500 quid.
I don't know if I would want one. Shit everywhere.
A monkey?
Yeah.
What do you mean there's shit everywhere?
Can you train them to shit?
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Well, no, you don't train them to shit. You train them to shit in a certain place.
That's what I mean. Yeah, this is how you have a shit, mate.
They love flinging it as well.
Exactly. What would you want a monkey for?
You train it not to fling it at you.
I wouldn't mind a monkey in my garden.
Spider monkey. Swinging on stuff.
No, I want what are the orange ones?
Orangutan.
I want one of them.
It was in the name.
Orangutan.
You want an orangutan? They're quite aggressive, I think.
Are they?
Yeah.
You could train it.
Beat you up.
train it a little boxing match when you're pissed.
No. Inappropriate.
What, punching orangutans when you're drunk? That's not what this podcast is about, is it?
It's not. We're better than that.
Oh, I think, what was the Clint Eastwood film where he had an orangutan with him?
Did he?
Yeah.
Don't.
Something left.
No idea.
Had left in the title. Left cool. Turns only or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, he had a little monkey rolling around town with him.
Monkeys are class.
Why? Because we are monkeys.
Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, you're not that far removed. Still got fucking hairy knuckles, mate.
I've actually checked my knuckles.
I know he's looked at his knuckles.
A little bit of baby hair.
Yeah. Little fuzzy knuckles. That's because you still crawl on them.
All right.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Neanderthal.
Yeah, you've gone a bit far there.
Yeah, so episode 213. This is small goal soccer. It's a big week in the world of small goal soccer.
It is massive.
It's the lead up to the national event of the year in Las Vegas, Nevada.
There will be a national champion named, and they will be going to Germany to play in the 6v6 World Cup.
Imagine that.
Imagine the lads preparing for it this week. We're off to play in Division 2. And our preparations were, should we get to the airport early so we can have some beers? That's our plan for this tournament. That's the only established plan we've got for the weekend.
No, to be fair, we said, look, we're going to get steaming during the day, so we're fresh for football. The games. You know, I saw a team training on Wednesday night
for the
tournament.
No way.
Yep. They said they've been training 3 days a week for the tournament.
Oh, terrible when they get knocked out.
First round.
Gutted.
By a team from Salt Lake City.
Are they a team that has a chance?
Yeah, definitely.
You think they're good?
Yes. I don't think they'll win it, but they've got a chance.
Can't wait for the final. I'm going to be in the final.
I told you about the Jersey teams, right?
You said there's two teams that hate each other from Jersey. They're coming all the way to Las Vegas, and you put them in the same group.
And the rival team only signed up because their rival signed.
Spike tournament.
Spike sign up.
Yeah, I like that.
I love it.
That's good.
All right, so
do I get to award the trophy as the Team USA reigning manager?
Yeah, the former Team USA coach.
Don't put former in there. I'm still going as manager.
Ex-Team USA manager.
I get to hand over the reins.
No, but if you were smart, this is what you'd do. Well, you'd shoehorn yourself into their photo, winner's pick, so it looks like you're the coach.
So I'm going to Germany.
They just get it in their head like, this guy's just with us all the time. Yeah.
I'm like the team liaison.
Yeah, yeah. Cultural ambassador.
Slash kitman.
Yeah, kitman / orange peeler.
Yep.
So, teams are practicing, and the Jersey boys are coming in. What would you prefer as a rival? Would you rather your rival be in your group stage, or would you like to meet them later in the tournament?
Ooh, tough one. You don't really want them in your group stage.
You don't want them. Yeah, you don't face them early. Do you
want them in a big game that, like, you can knock them out,
on
pens. Leave them behind.
Quarters on pens.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
All right.
We don't. I mean, try to think if we have any. Are we gonna have any rivals there in D2?
There's no one from Phoenix going.
We like everyone.
Well, no, we
get on with everyone.
There's no one from Phoenix in our group.
Really? Have you already got the groups?
Maybe.
Oh, go on, give us a bit of insight. Who are we playing?
We got a team from Utah.
Oh, they'll be fit.
We've got a team from California.
They'll be fit.
And we've got a team from Washington.
What would be an unfit state?
Arizona.
Yeah, us.
Mate, if you're going...
Washington, California, Utah, that's what we're playing against.
Mm.
We can't be out.
If you're playing in a Division 2 football tournament in Las Vegas, that means you didn't sign up for Division 1. That means you're going for the piss.
Yeah.
You're going for the lash.
Or because you're just not very good. We're both.
Hopefully that check... Because we're winning that tournament.
Definitely.
Even if it's just me and you on Sunday night on the Strip. On the open top.
Do you remember 3 weeks ago I said I'm going to start getting in shape for Vegas?
Yeah, how's that going?
I've not done anything.
Nothing. Well, nothing. I mean, how many steps do you think you did this weekend? Thomas ran a tournament this weekend.
Let's have a look. I actually...
Tell us, look at your pedometer.
Let's have a look at a little pedometer this weekend. It's probably quite high.
Pedalometer.
What do you reckon would be a... What's your guess? Go on, I've got it here.
I'd say you were probably clocking 25,000 steps a day.
Steps this week. Yesterday... Yeah, 21,000... 136
on Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday. Sunday was more. Yeah, 24,822.
Oh, close, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad.
Friday about the same, probably.
I've closed it.
Oh, yeah, wasn't not that interesting anyway.
No.
Did you have a good weekend though?
So my steps. I'm game fit because I've done 24,000 steps.
That's it.
Great.
And you're going to be at the pub warming up.
I'll stretch though. I'll be stretching in the pub. Yeah. I'll sit on the floor and do me groin stretch.
It's going to be funny because the first thing that happens to you on Saturday morning.
Don't say it.
Is you score a hat trick?
That's
what I was going to say. What do you think I was going to say?
Talk about some sort of.
Yeah, I was going to say you get injured.
Yeah. Don't say it.
You're not going to get injured, are you?
Don't say that.
You're the pinnacle of fitness.
I'm pinnacle of Division 2 fitness.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
I think the roster's up to 12 now.
Yeah.
We've got a load of ragbags signed up.
We need it.
I know. A lot of people asked this week. I don't even know him. I just said yes.
You're in. You're on.
This week. Just make sure you're there Sunday when we were there for the cup.
Be there for the final.
Cup final.
Yep.
Perfect.
I'm excited. It's going to be a great event. I think it's going to be really good.
And it's going to be the event of the year.
If you're missing out on it, you should feel a sense of, what do I call it? FOMO.
Shame.
Is it FOMO?
Shame.
Shame. Yeah, deep down in your gut, you should be ashamed of yourself.
All right, so let me put it this way, right? I'm not just saying this because it's my company, Small Goal Soccer. I'm saying it because of that. That's why I'm saying it. I wish that this was going on when I was like sort of 22, 23.
100%.
It's disappointing that it wasn't.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you're not playing, yeah, get involved. And even if you're not trying to play for USA,
yeah,
get yourself in the pub league with us.
Yeah.
We'll have a better time anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah, it depends how it goes. It depends how good these things are.
40-minute games on Saturday.
I'm still very competitive in my mind.
I know you're competitive.
I don't want to lose.
The last time you played football, you stormed off the pitch.
Like I joke right now. Yeah, off the pitch.
That's going to happen for sure.
I joke now, but when it comes to... What time do we kick off on Saturday?
I don't know, yeah.
12 o'clock Saturday.
Probably, around then.
When I've done my 3-minute warm-up, and we're 1-0 down after 30 seconds, I'm going to be fuming.
And you've had 20 lagers the day before, waters.
I've only gone on volley Red Bulls, so I'll have wings all day Saturday.
Wicked.
I'll be flying around
Heart
Saturday.
Attack.
Yeah, palpitations going on.
Fuck's sake.
Is there a physio on site?
It's a fuck. There's not even a water thing.
I'll bring my own AED.
Yeah, bring a fucking EpiPen for yourself after game one. We shouldn't really joke about that stuff, should we?
Well, yeah.
A lot of players having cardiac arrest on pitches.
Yeah, not getting into that debate.
Why not?
I've got no medical expertise, so I can't really comment. I've got nothing to offer that conversation.
You've got nothing to offer any. You've not even got anything to offer football.
I've been busy this weekend.
So,
and it's FA Cup weekend.
And Spurs are out.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, hello. Well, we're not. We beat Preston North End 3-0.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shows what I know.
Yeah.
No, I do remember that now.
Yeah, brilliant.
They were 0-0 at half time.
Sonny scored a worldie.
Did he?
Anyway.
About time he scored. He's shit.
Ooh.
He's Marcus. He wishes he was Marcus Rashford.
We're having a wind up.
Rashford's unbelievable this season.
Are we going into football talk now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, everyone. So, we're going into
Rashford's amazing.
We're going into our next segment where we just pretend to know about what happened this weekend.
Let's call it the soccer zone.
Soccer zone?
Yeah. Let's enter the soccer zone.
No, absolutely not.
All right, there's a couple of things we need to talk about real quick. That happened about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Weston McKennie's gone to Leeds.
Just some airwaves?
No. Weston McKennie's gone to Leeds.
Is he done?
Done.
Loan or...?
Loan.
Yeah, I think the issue they had was if they need to get relegated, he doesn't have to stay or they don't have to pay, something like that, wasn't it?
You'd stay and pay.
Well, they're all getting out of Juventus because they're going to get docked another 15 points. They might get relegated.
Juve have been match-fixing again.
They might get relegated, losing 30 points.
This weekend was the first time in 30 years that Juve and AC Milan lost on the same day together at home.
You know what? Really?
Yeah. Mad little stat, isn't it?
Weird stat.
A lot of weird stats going around.
There's been a lot of Mourinho stats going around recently about amazing football stats regarding him.
Did you hear what he said this week?
What's he said?
He wants to have one more shot in the Premier League.
Where's it? Liverpool. Then he would have done Spurs, Chelsea, United, and Liverpool.
I don't think Liverpool. We can't go to Liverpool.
Have to get rid of Klopp. Bring in Mourinho. Be amazing.
Back to Spurs.
He don't come back to nobody's. We're not getting anyone.
He'll get it back. What if he goes back to Chelsea?
We're getting Lampard.
Yeah, it's Lampard.
Mourinho could go in at Chelsea. You know,
you could see that happening.
I could see that.
He loves Chelsea. I think his kids still live there.
Would that be his third stint?
Third stint.
It's got to happen, hasn't it?
It will happen.
The trifecta.
He's not going to Liverpool.
No, he's not.
He's too negative. No, he wouldn't.
No.
It'll be, what's his name? The other German will be in there after Klopp.
Tuchel.
Yeah. Tuchel. Yeah, that'll happen for sure.
So, Weston McKennie to Leeds. They're just becoming the American national team.
I know. How do you feel about that? Considering the manager's not going to be there in about a month.
Yeah, I think it's actually a good signing. I like McKennie. He's a good player.
Yeah, very good.
So, I think he will do well in the Premier League. He's that kind of box to box.
How many Americans is that?
No idea. Lost count. Five.
Four, five?
Yeah.
It's alright, isn't it? Is that why they're shit?
No. They just don't defend very well at all. For 3 years, they've not been able to defend.
Elsewhere, got the Everton job, did you see?
Who was it?
Sean Dyche.
Well, of course it was Dyche.
Dyche's in!
Knew that.
He's back in the big guns.
I'm putting all my money for this weekend on Everton to stay up now.
Everton, mate. I think that's a great pickup for them. They're staying up now, aren't they, for sure?
You'd imagine so. You'd think he's going to go in there and ruffle some feathers, and he'll make them tight, hard to beat. And I'm excited about that. I like Sean Dyche a lot. And he's actually... It's funny, because he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. He's actually a really good manager. Have you ever listened to him? He's a proper, like, players manager. He connects with the players. He's got a good plan.
I'm just pulling this up. I had a record or a stat about him. This last season at Burnley, they were in the Europa League.
Yeah. The year before. Right. The reason he got fired was because they were doing double duty. He had such a small squad, and he was trying to Europa League and the Prem.
Which,
what do you think your players are going to be caring about, the Prem or playing in Europa League? All their eyes were on that.
Guess who they play on for Saturday morning at 5:30?
Everton versus...
Arsenal.
That's his first game.
At Goodison.
This is what I've been waiting for, the downfall of Arsenal. Dyche comes in... Sends Arsenal into... He's going to give them their first wound.
No one's really talking about Arsenal lost against City
in the cup.
Doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Defeat's a defeat, Tom.
Yeah, but
the wheels are falling off.
They're going to spin it as a good defeat. It's
how
one,
are you
it's...
sticking up for Arsenal?
No, you've done it, slag them off for two weeks. No, I'm slagging them off.
They're snidey slag.
All their bloody indoctrinated gooners are going to be going, oh, you know, it's good. One less distraction. Now I can focus on the Prem, which actually I agree with. I think it's one less thing they've got to worry about.
I think that's horseshit.
I hate it, but they're more of a favourite for the Prem now, in my opinion.
Winning momentum, mate.
Nah, but Zinchenko getting he was like crying when he getting subbed off, and all the City players were bantering him.
Yeah, well, I saw some of that.
I love that.
It was a nice little goal, wasn't it? Nathan Aké, did you see that?
Great finish.
It's good, isn't it, for a centre-back?
Yeah.
Are you having that?
Should have won the World Cup, that lad.
He should have. Well, he plays for Holland, doesn't he?
Nathan Aké?
Yeah, he does. He plays for Holland.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought he was English.
What, he played at the World Cup for Holland?
Is he Dutch?
He played every game at the World Cup for Holland.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he should be English, that lad.
Yeah. It's the most English thing you ever said.
Really?
Yeah, like, what, you don't believe me?
What a faux pas.
What a dickhead.
Look at me, shows how much I know.
By the way, everyone that's listening, Thomas is currently looking up on his phone to verify that I'm right.
Yeah, Google. I'm probably wrong. First thing it says under his name on it, Dutch soccer player. I've had a busy weekend.
That is the most arrogant English thing you've ever said. Oh, well, yeah, must be English. Yep, okay, sign him up. No English centre-back would ever score a goal like that.
I was convinced he was English.
Why? Because his name's Nathan.
Yeah.
You never met a Dutch boy called Nathan before.
Mate, that's mad. Why was I? I've had many debates about why he's not been in the England team. Nobody's ever told me that.
Well, now you know.
Here I am.
Do you want to have a quick run?
What is this? This is an interesting... Sorry, I'm just reading this on Nathan Aké. Says he was born in The Hague, South Holland. His father talks about him, and then it just says, Aké is a teetotaler. Does that mean he just doesn't drink?
Yeah, teetotals, no booze.
Why is that in his Wikipedia?
Proud non-boozer.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, definitely not English.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's Dutch, so he's thought, why is he smoking weed all the time?
I don't know.
Well, you just stereotyped English people being drunks.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Nathan's.
And his name's Nathan. Actually, when I went to Holland, none of the locals really smoke weed. It's just a big myth.
Yeah.
I got shouted at for smoking in the street.
Brilliant.
Yeah, by an old man.
Could work.
I was also near a playground.
You should be near playgrounds.
Anyway, yeah. No, this old man gave us a bollocking. We're just walking down the road smoking a joint, and he's like, this is not the place for that.
Naughty.
Yeah, I said, fuck off,
respect the rules of the land, mate.
Exactly. I was also 18.
Yeah.
Didn't really give a shit.
You're a better person now?
Definitely. Better person? Barely.
Yeah.
I definitely am, but barely.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Nice. Do you want to go through the rest of the FA Cup?
Yeah, let's have a little FA Cup. I do like...
There wasn't a ton of upsets. It was pretty straightforward. Leicester won at Walsall 1-0, so that was close. Leeds won at Accrington, Stanley 3-1. Did you see the fans celebrating? The Leeds fans? So they said, if we scored two, we're going on the pitch. They were singing a song. It said, if we score two, we're going on the pitch. If we score three, we're doing the worm. And the third goal went in, and a lad ran on the pitch and started doing the worm. Enjoyed that.
Yep.
Fulham won, Sunderland won. Actually, watch this. Sunderland absolutely fucked this one. They should have won this about 4-0.
Really?
They were dominating the game. And once you know when you start seeing a team miss loads of their like pretty easy chances?
Yep.
Fulham went straight down the
drain. You knew it was coming.
Yeah. Southampton Blackpool, that was 2-1. Ipswich Burnley was 0-0. Sheffield Wednesday 1-1 with Fleetwood.
Yep.
Luton 2-2 with Grimsby. A lot of draws. Do you think they should get rid of the replays? It's kind of crazy they still do replays, isn't it?
They got rid of the replays in the League Cup.
Let's do it in the FA Cup. No one wants a replay.
No, I like the replay.
Why?
Because Minnow gets to take a big club back home. So if you've had an away draw,
like Fleetwood get Sheffield at home now?
Yes.
That's all right, isn't it? They'll get a good game.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. So that's the point of it.
Grimsby get Luton at home. That's sort of... Bristol City beat West Brom 3-0. As Thomas said, Tottenham got 3-0 over Preston. Manchester United dominated Reading 3-1.
Oh, why have you got to say you dominated?
Did you see Casemiro's goal?
Spurs won 3-0 against Preston. You didn't say that was dominating, but you say that winning 3-1 against Reading.
At home.
Who also got a red card?
At home.
Got a red card after... Wait a minute. Fit 60. Andy Carroll's playing for Reading. Got sent off.
Yeah. Proper naughty as well.
But yeah, dominating win, right? Yeah, of course.
It's a nice little throwback, that, isn't it, Andy Carroll? When I saw his name on the sheet, I was like, this is fantastic.
Brilliant.
And I forgot, do you know who Reading's manager is?
Who is it?
Paul Hince.
Oh, really?
A lovely little Hincy. Day. A lovely little throwback day.
How did your man Martinez do against Andy Carroll?
But he didn't even play.
What a mismatch.
It was Maguire.
Maguire's a brilliant player.
Maguire is now United's third choice centre back behind Luke Shaw.
I think Maguire should be part of the trade for Harry Kane.
Did you not see the news today?
Kane to United. No. 150 million and Maguire the other way.
He's going to Italy.
Who?
Maguire.
What's he doing that for?
He's going into Milan.
Juventus.
Into Milan.
Going into Milan.
Signing him.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's good for him. He'll probably do alright there.
Yeah.
Because no one pressures you on the ball.
Yeah. Great.
So take your time, Harry, you shit.
Everyone defends.
It's bad that, isn't it, though? He's the second, third string centre back. He's the captain of the club.
Brilliant for England.
He's rubbish. So. Casemiro's goal was nice. You see that?
No, didn't.
Fred scored a goal.
Fred.
Brazil Day. It was Brazil Day at Old Trafford. Brighton beat Liverpool. Let's talk about this one.
It's not a surprise at the moment, is it?
What about that goal? The winning goal for Brighton?
I'm going to be honest right now. I've not seen a single
thing. And watch the Matoma goal for the winning goal. Was 92nd minute. Tom, it was a masterpiece.
Amazing.
Of individual brilliance.
Well, Liverpool had the lead. I'm just looking here at the lineups. Did Liverpool put out a full team?
Yeah, it was strong.
Harvey Elliott, Gakpo, the new striker.
Mm-hmm.
Salah, yeah, Naby Keita, Thiago, Joe Gomez, yeah, Robertson and Alexander Arnold, Alisson in goal. Yeah. So it's not like they went there not to win.
And they won 1-0 up.
2-1 loss. They are in absolute free fall.
Two Brighton defeats in the space of like 3 weeks as well. Mm-hmm. Brighton are good.
Yeah. Oh, Deserby's doing a great job.
Stoke 3-1 against Stevenage.
Yep.
And probably the game of the round was Wrexham and Sheffield United.
Brilliant game.
What do you make about all of this? Do you like the kind of Hollywood circus that's circling around Wrexham?
I do. Obviously, I've got ties to a little bit because I know someone that's there.
Who? Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's my mate. Yeah.
Ryan. Rob McInnabidaby.
Huge result for Wrexham. I mean, listen, the Hollywood part of it, I think it's brilliant. Like, there's technical club that nobody would have cared about otherwise, right? Nobody would have cared about.
Mm.
And they're a global name now. I think they just passed 1.5 million followers on Twitter today. They were tweeting about it.
They've sold out every home game this season.
Yeah. You get 9,000, 10,000.
Prior to that, they averaged 2,000.
You know what I mean?
It's pretty. Yeah, but, little sweaty woodwork fans coming out.
Yeah, but come on. So you would never hope. Let's say United, when they were doing bad.
United sold out every game.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They didn't.
Yes, they did.
Anyway.
Manchester, Old Trafford sold out every game.
Of course.
All the day trippers are there. I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah.
Man United's like Coca-Cola. Wrexham is not.
So, anyway, your point's useless, okay? I like it because...
Dickhead.
Because they're now top... I think they're top of the conference. So they're in with a shout to go up into the Football League. I'd love to see them in 2 or 3 years in the Prem. Well, 4 years probably, because it's going to take them a while to get there.
They're doing up the ground as well, aren't they? They're building a new stand.
New stand. They had some problems with the local council, wouldn't help them.
That's not very nice, is it?
But they've got plenty of money.
So. Well, the amount of jobs and all the good stuff they're doing for the community, and the council can't say, hey, yeah, you can put a stand up there, dickheads. Government ruined everything.
Yep. Everything. But they nearly got Sheffield United done. It was a, 93rd minute?
95th
minute equaliser for Sheffield United.
John Egan.
So now they're going away.
It was a nice old game, though. I had a nice little feel to it. I do like the FA Cup, but it's still quite good. It's still quite fun.
I like the little... And you know what's interesting with this one?
Mm.
The winner of this tie, Sheffield United and Wrexham,
mm.
Spurs.
Away?
I'm not sure where.
You don't want Spurs going to Wrexham?
No, we'll definitely lose.
That's a 100% a defeat.
Here it is, I've got it. It's at Wrexham. Spurs at Wrexham. Paul Mullin, the striker, will bully us. Eric Dyer will get pestered.
Unfortunately, I don't fancy them winning at Sheffield United, because Sheffield United are decent. But if they do, imagine the Hollywood tie that'll be. Wrexham at home to Spurs.
Fantastic. It's what you want to see.
What do you make of the other owner missing the game? He was in Philadelphia for the Eagles playoff game, and he just tailgated and watched the Wrexham ball.
What, because Ryan Reynolds was there and Rob McMahon?
Yeah, Rob McKinney.
Should an owner be at every single game?
That's a good question. It's fucking FA Cup.
It's a big game.
It's a huge game. Against Sheffield United.
Was the Eagles game a big game?
Yeah, it was the championship game. The conference final.
But there was representation there.
He doesn't own the Eagles.
Yeah, but Reynolds was at the game. He had representation.
I'm not having that. Sheffield United's a huge game. They're a championship team.
Yeah.
No, I'm not having that. He's disgusted me.
He lives on the other side of the ocean, mate.
Mate, from Philly to where would you even fly into? Cardiff.
Cardiff, maybe. London, probably.
Yeah, that's a 4-hour flight.
It's not a 4-hour flight, is it?
From Philly to.
It's not flying to Concorde.
That'd be great. Bring Concorde back.
Actually, there's talk that there's like new faster flights.
You've been saying that for 5 years.
I hope so.
Yeah, but do you ever see the prices of a Concorde flight in the 90s?
Horrible.
It was like 20 grand from New York to London.
To save yourself 3 hours.
Worth it.
Not worth it at all.
I'll do it.
Imagine if there was a flight that could do it in like 2 hours.
There should be. Why isn't the technology getting better?
Should be.
Yeah, no, technology is shit with aeroplanes.
No, it's already there.
The planes are still the same from the 70s.
No, we've just been using it to track the aliens.
You know what America needs is high-speed trains.
Do they?
Yes.
No.
We've got all the space here. Why haven't we got bullet trains? I want a bullet train to Vegas on Friday.
Ooh.
That gets you there in 2 hours on the train.
Be amazing.
Through beautiful scenery as well up there.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's desert, though.
Through northern Arizona.
Wang.
Wang.
That's how you fly.
West Ham beat Derby 2-0.
Okay.
Mikel Antonio scored as well because he's got a transfer request in to go to Forest. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Jumping off the West Ham train.
He's the all-time top scorer for West Ham. West Ham.
Ever?
What? Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
West Ham has some right strikers as well, if you go back through it.
Yeah, like who?
Di Canio.
Yeah.
Traffic Ross, I've had some strikers.
I know one.
Go on.
First name begins with T, last name begins with a C.
Tony Cotty.
Oh.
Great striker. He must have bagged a few.
Yeah, but he was always drunk.
West Ham have had some interesting players over the years.
Lampard, Rio Ferdinand, Joe Cole.
All got sold.
Who else do they have? Julian Dix.
Proper midfielder.
Yeah. No, he's a left back.
Was it? Well, didn't Upton start there as well? Matthew
Steve
Upton.
Lomas. Yeah.
Steve Upton. Was Lomas there or was he at Villa?
No, he was at West Ham.
I'm sure we were wearing claret.
Yeah, West Ham.
Yeah.
Who else did they have? Who was out on the wing? Don Hutchinson.
He's an Everton legend.
Yeah, but he was at West Ham.
Yeah.
Razor Ruddock.
Liverpool.
He was at West Ham.
Come on.
He was at West Ham?
Yeah.
That's enough of that. 90s nostalgia. It was the right back, and my head's going through the team now. It's enough of that. Anyway, fifth round. A lot of the ties, because there were so many draws, are kind of still up for grabs. But big tie, Bristol City are at home to Man City. That'd be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Stoke Brighton.
Nope.
Man United at home to West Ham.
Yep.
That'll be all right, won't it?
Yep.
And who else we got? Yeah, as you said, Spurs may be away to Wrexham. That'll be a bit Hollywood, won't it?
That'll be cool. That'll be a great one. So I hope that happens.
Let's have a quick look towards the weekend. We're not going to do halftime today. We're going to do a shorter show today.
Yeah, let's just go straight through it.
Yeah, straight through it.
Nothing else to say.
Yeah, and we don't want to fucking bore everyone's bollocks off.
Chelsea Fulham. Little West London number.
All right, let me ask you something. Fulham, I just looked at the league table.
They just played each other, by the way.
Yeah, but I just looked at the league table, and for whatever reason, Fulham are like seventh in the league.
Yeah.
How's that happened?
They're decent. They play more games. They play 21.
Is it because they signed William?
Mate, the middle of the table is so tight.
Yeah, it's tight.
So tight. You look at it, Brighton are on 31 points in their sixth. Fulham, 7th, 31 points. Brentford, 8th. Brighton, Fulham and Brentford are all above Liverpool and Chelsea.
That's mad, isn't it? And they could all leapfrog Spurs with a win.
Shut up.
What else is going on this weekend? Man United at home to Palace.
Well, Everton Arsenal, you just talked about. That's a great first game of the weekend. Please, come on, Dyche, get in there, ruffle feathers.
I'll go on paper, on microphone, paper. And say I think they'll take points off Arsenal.
Nah, I think they'll lose 4-0.
Probably.
Yeah.
I fancy it. Because Goodison loves a fucking rebound, and it's a tough place to go.
They'll be right behind the team.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough ground to go to. Although today Everton sold Anthony Gordon to Newcastle.
Yeah, don't know about that.
I think that's a great signing.
Yeah. Newcastle just also signed James Maddison.
That's not done yet.
It's not done.
Not done.
It's going to happen.
No, there was a scabby Photoshop picture going around. I saw it, and I was like, that's an amazing signing.
I retweeted it.
Yeah, you sent it to me. You did the Photoshop.
Yep.
If they get James Maddison and Gordon, that's a nice little window.
A bit of depth, yeah.
So, and you know, they got the best defensive record in the league. They're not conceding goals.
So far.
Until we beat them at Wembley in about 3 weeks. Yeah, good signing. And they're trying to get Conor Gallagher from Chelsea.
Not sold on that one.
I think that'd be a good signing for Everton.
Yeah.
Callum Gordon's a luxury player. Everton don't need luxury right now. They need a little bit of a grafter. Yeah.
Yep.
Someone creative grafter. So I think that's a good move for Everton.
Good.
Sean Dyche will love him. Anthony Gordon's not a Sean Dyche player.
No, no, definitely not. He's a little dribbler.
He said that he's never broke a sweat for Everton.
Who said that?
Sean Dyche about Callum Gordon.
Wait, he slagged him off?
Yeah, after he left.
He said, oh, we won't miss him. He's never broke a sweat for this club.
Is that your impression?
I won't miss him.
His voice is weird.
He's never broken a sweat for this club.
Sean Dyche's voice
that's
is quite weird.
Yours was quite good.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Quite Dyche.
Yeah, it's quite good.
It's like you got gravel in your throat.
That's what he sounds like.
That's what he's walking down a gravel pathway.
Sounds like he's swallowed a fucking razor. All right, yeah, so I fancy that Wolves-Liverpool... every game is going to be tough for Liverpool now. Yep. Tough away game. Good game this weekend. Newcastle West Ham. That'd be a belter. Maybe. Newcastle win 4-0.
Yeah.
There's not much else really sort of strikes your interest there, is there?
Who's Spurs playing this weekend?
Spurs are on Sunday against City.
That's the game.
Spurs will beat City this weekend.
Problem is, if we beat City, then City.
You just played them a week ago.
Yeah,
what's happening
again? How are we playing so back to back?
I know why. These are all the Queen.
Yeah.
Funeral games.
It's Queen Fort.
Because United play Leeds twice in about a week.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Fulham just played Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all these games that have been bumped.
Forest Leeds also on Sunday.
Yeah.
Decent, innit?
Thrilling game. All right. What time's the Spurs game on Sunday there?
Cause nobody cares.
Might find a little brunch spot.
Hey, I got news for you.
That's at 9:30.
The Jaeger bomb challenge was beaten at Rochdale this weekend.
Who done it?
Carlisle
done it?
Yeah, Carlisle top of the league. No, in one sitting.
Must be 300-400.
Yeah, the record was Hartlepool, mm-hmm. and Carlisle ordered 340 in one shot.
How it must take forever. Can you imagine the barman would have 348?
Unless they've got one of those little, like, on tap.
Yeah, but still, just pouring 300 drinks.
They're charging, like, £6 at a time. You don't give a shit.
That pub's making a killing.
Well, because now you know whoever goes to Rochdale next,
we'll beat it.
It's got to beat it.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Amazing. Who's picking that bill up?
Brilliant. Everyone said there's a Venmo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Everyone Venmo me £7, please. Arsenal linked with Tielemans as well. I read that today.
He's a.
Is that a good pick up for them?
I've always rated him. Yeah.
I think he's very good.
I think he fits their system.
I'll be upset if they sign him. And Trossard in the window. That's a good window.
Any dangerous Spurs signing someone? For God's sake.
You can have Maguire. Get off the road for Maguire and Martial. God. Can have them both.
We're going to get them in as part of the deal for fucking Kane. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, mint.
Building the squad.
You can have Maguire, Martial and McTominay.
Throw Fred in as a deal.
No, keep Fred.
Fred would be great at Spurs.
You wait until you see Fred's goal against Reading.
Fred would be a Spurs favourite because Spurs traditionally just love players that run around, don't do much, but get stuck in.
And constantly, yeah, we're on radio, so you can't see me doing this, but he constantly goes like this because he gives the ball away so much.
Constantly doing it. Taps his chest. My bad.
I counted it and he did it some like 12 times in one match against Arsenal.
My least favourite American phrase, that my bad. I hate when someone says my bad.
I hate when people answer any question with sure. That's disgraceful. You need to have a word with yourself. If you're answering any question with sure, you're just an indecisive knobhead.
Do I ever do that?
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you.
No, I never tell you sure.
No, you don't.
That's not my vocabulary.
It's not in your repertoire.
Sure. Sounds weird when I say sure.
Sure.
You don't
say it, but I'm saying if you do, and the next time you catch yourself answering, and anyone's listening, stop saying it. It makes you sound very indecisive.
For sure.
Sure, man. Fuck off, sure. Yes or no?
Sure.
I've set myself up here now because everyone's listening. It's going to be answering me, sure.
You get about 30 text messages. Sure thing,
sure,
mate.
Sure.
Sure thing, man.
Oh, no. I block people. I don't care. I don't like anyone that much.
They've already blocked you, mate.
Last bit of news before we get off the radio. Rems, R-E-I-M-S, you know
Ren,
that team?
Just Ren.
No, that's R-E-N-N-E-S, Rens.
Oh.
This is R-E-I-M-S. They're also Ream. In League U.
It's Ream.
Ream. Ream are currently being fined €22,000 every game.
For what?
Because their manager doesn't have a pro licence. And it's the lad I sent you a picture of earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Will Still.
Great name.
Will Still.
Great name. Will Still.
I'm not going to guess his nationality because I'm not good at that.
I know. Mate, you saw that picture of him and a name like Will Still? Has to be English.
Yeah, British.
It has to be British or Irish. Will Still.
Yeah. He's actually Dutch. Joke's on you.
Yeah. It's actually French.
So they get fined $22,000 a game because they're just defying the rules and saying he's the manager.
Yeah. And so, listen, he's 30 years old.
Wow.
He has no football experience. Football manager trained.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Wait a minute. He's never managed a team.
No, and they've given him a job. He's on a 12-game unbeaten streak. And guess who they drew with at the weekend?
PSG.
1-1.
No.
Yeah.
Wait. I know nothing about it. So it's a lad.
Yep.
It's French.
Will Still.
French second. So it's the third tier of French football.
I don't even know if it's the third.
No, second division.
Second, yeah, yeah.
So French club has gone, we're going to hire this lad who's really good at Football Manager.
Yeah.
That's mental.
Right.
Right. And he's come in, never managed a team before.
Mm.
This can't be real.
That's a true story.
It's not a true story.
Will Still.
He's got no licensing.
He's got no pro license. That's why they're getting fined 22 grand a game.
And he's, so what's he doing? Just obviously they've got someone training the team. They've got an assistant manager that's doing all the work.
He's done it all on Football Manager.
And he's just messing with formations. And
that, my friend, shows how easy your job is.
12 game unbeaten. Drew with PSG.
It's
unbelievable.
Have you seen the state of him as well?
He's 30.
30 years old.
He spent a lot of time in front of a computer screen.
Hey, what is there was another story like this. It wasn't quite like this, but there's another lad that was a Football Manager whiz that got a real job somewhere. No, he got a job scouting for somebody.
Really?
This guy's the head fucking coach.
Good for him.
I know. So my picture, I sent Tom the picture and I said, what are you doing with your life? This guy's got a fucking job coaching team against Neymar and Messi.
I'm over here coaching 4v4. Great.
That's all right. I'm wearing slippers.
Well, I'm going to go wallow in my self-pity.
That's all right, mate. I still think you're cool.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so we won't be back until we've been to Vegas now. So anybody that's listening that is in Vegas this weekend, Tom's going to buy you a pint at the International Bar at the Westgate at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Sure.
All right, cool. $20 Vegas cocktails coming up.
No, it's a trick. I'm going to put $100 in the machine.
Yep.
And then free beers.
No, you get the cheapest beer at the bar. Disclosure.
That's fine. Okay. Right. But do you think that's going to be my problem?
Probably not.
Don't bother me, does it?
It will be your problem, but we'll figure it out. We'll be back next Tuesday. If you're in Vegas, we'll see you there. And if not, you're fucking dead to me. Enjoy the week, everyone.
Goodbye.